early 40s, who came to me a few months ago asking for my help with a 401k rollover. As we got to talking and I learned what was in her portfolio, I was aghast. This bright, successful, well-meaning single mother was so afraid of not having enough money for her kids if something were to happen to her that she used life insurance products to meet practically all of her savings and far too many of her retirement needs. This is a perfect example of someone who let her emotions get in the way of good planning. She was cheating herself of higher returns and lower tax implications because of an inner fear of losing money that directly stemmed from her childhood. In essence, she was perpetuating a life of struggle. I'm not sharing this woman's situation with you to point out her mistakes. I'm offering this as a hypothetical, as I will many others through this book, so you can begin to understand the power that your emotions have over your financial well-being. Like most people, I always thought that if you had millions, life was better, right? All trouble ceased and you were living on Easy Street. I also believed that the surest sign of wealth was having lots of stuff, and that having that stuff was the key to happiness. I've since learned that wealthy people are not the ones who have more. In actuality, financially wealthy people have needs and desires no different from those who don't have as much financial wealth. The price tags are simply bigger. Now I see wealth as a state of mind. It involves being rich in every facet of your life, including your work, financial, family, personal, and spiritual life. As a financial professional with a thriving business, I've met many multimillionaires. I now see that their issues are the same as anyone else's. They're just more zeros. I didn't come from money. I had to work for everything I had. I've racked up credit card debt. I've had student loans. I've had lots of money, and I've lost or spent lots of money. When it comes to creating a plan for wealth, none of that really matters. What's more important is to understand the why behind the behavioral swings that occur in your financial life. To find out, you must tap into many feelings, fears, and beliefs that are just bubbling right below the surface, deep within your soul. The bottom line is that wealth doesn't come from managing your money. Wealth comes from managing the emotions behind your money. On the following pages, I'm going to help you to discover financial healing. I'll show you how to get in touch with your subconscious money issues and learn to recognize their presence in your life, from the balance in your checking account to the people you choose to turn to for financial advice. I will also help you create a personal strategy based on you and you alone, a plan that helps you rebuild your emotional foundation as it relates to making financial decisions, all while giving you the steps necessary to achieve a life of infinite possibilities. I'm going to ask you to participate in some exercises. So you'll want to have a notebook or a pad of paper and a pen or a pencil handy. Does that sound too good to be true? Well, I have thousands of clients and my own life as living proof that your dreams can and will become your reality. You can achieve happiness and wealth in your portfolio and in your soul. All you need is a little guidance from me and a little inspiration from that something that is near and dear to your heart, your innermost dreams and desires. You've got them. Now, let's tap into them. Chapter 1, Your Inner Wealth. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Marianne Williamson.